Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Derek J.
And Danica.
And we have some really great stories lined up tonight. Danica, you're going to tell us about 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015. You might tell us about pot pie being redefined. We can find out more about that possibly later. And Derek, you've got something. Robot criminals?
They're breaking the law. Nobody knows what to do about it.
Robots apparently breaking the law. And I've got a story that is sure to rustle some jimmies. Buy local is bad economics.
Ooh.
But first, we're going to start with the 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015. And Danica has that story.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you remember about this time last year, Bitcoin was reaching at about $1,000 a Bitcoin, you'd say?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think at the highest I saw was maybe $1,200. But you know, again, it just really depends on who you purchase from. So the article says, a lot can happen in 365 days. A year ago, one Bitcoin was worth $770. So I'm not sure where they're getting their status about that. I mean, again, it just really depends on who's selling, who's purchasing.
Right.
But
and also remember last year, Mt. Gox was still in business. And
are you sure about that?
It was, I think, spring of last year when they actually went completely bankrupt. But a lot of people equated Mt. Gox to Bitcoin. And whatever the Mt. Gox price was the price that people said. So
yeah.
The Bitcoin average, and there's actually a website, bitcoinaverage.com, where they do a weighted average of all the exchanges. The Bitcoin average could have been at, you know, $900, but if the Mt. Gox price was at $7, then people would have said, well, Bitcoin's worth $700 because Mt. Gox.
Yeah, you are absolutely correct about that. You know, last year, when it was worth $770, governments around the world were either terrified of Bitcoin or laughed off as a passing fad and said it was harder to find a place. It was going to be hard to find a place to spend your Bitcoin. Now, today, you can buy a Bitcoin for about $300-ish or so dollars. Governments and financial institutions are starting to understand the disruptive potential of the Bitcoin protocol and digital currencies, and Bitcoin shopping options are no longer limited to just stock purchases.
Right. There are, I believe, you know, 50,000 or so merchants that accept Bitcoin.
And more are coming up every day. Today, I just found out that iWeddings.com, which, you know, as the name suggests, sells engagement rings and other wedding doodads, is starting to accept Bitcoin. And also Green Man Gaming Company is accepting Bitcoin. So if you were looking for a way to use your Steam purchases to get some of those games, you can do that there. So more and more are coming in every
single
month.
Doesn't Steam take Bitcoin directly?
You have to.
No, indirectly.
Indirectly.
Yeah, you have to get a Best Buy gift card and then use Best Buy gift cards to buy Steam.
Okay.
So that's the way around it. So like Derek said, indirectly, yes, this is a little bit easier. So in the spirit of making resolutions for the new year, members of the Bitcoin community should look at 2015 with a fresh perspective. Surely we've gone through the phases of first learning about Bitcoin, becoming enamored with the idea of digital currencies, and then perhaps even a bit jaded at times, because I've never had anything bad happen to my Bitcoin, but I do know personally two people that have had their Bitcoin stolen from them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've all got friends who've either locked themselves out of their wallet or they've had their passwords stolen.
They're probably the same friend.
They could be.
I wonder. None of you have either had any of your Bitcoins compromised or anything like that?
Fortunately, no, not at this point. I always use, and I recommend this to others, that they set up two-factor authentication. It's just a way that you can add an extra layer of security to your passwords and your accounts.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely appreciate the two-factor authentication. So without further ado, let's go over the 10 Bitcoin resolutions. So reason number one, remember why you got into Bitcoin in the first place.
To get rid of the Federal Reserve System, or at least have something that I can use that would allow me to, you know, use the paper dollars as little as possible.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day happenings, like, oh, Bitcoin keeps crashing. Oh, Bitcoin keeps going up. It's crashing. It's going. It's crashing. I mean, it can just really be really frustrating.
Yeah, and if you look at the silver and gold prices, they keep, you know, going up and down. And right now,
as does the euro, does the dollar.
Silver is like $15.70 an ounce.
Yeah. Have you ever noticed going into a grocery store and, you know, looking at, say, like, a package of salsa, and then the next week you've noticed that it goes a little bit higher, or coffee, for example, knows that it's a little bit higher, and then sometimes it will decrease.
And then the sizes are smaller, so what used to be an 8-ounce container is now a 6-ounce container, and then in 3 months it's going to be 20 cents more.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, they certainly do have a way with their packaging. Yeah. I remember noticing it because obviously, I had to shop on a budget, as do most people now. But when I would look for a particular item, I would notice that 1 week it would be, you know, 50 cents less, 50 cents higher. The next week, 50 cents less, 50 cents higher. It was strange. It wasn't really a seasonal item like, say, pomegranates or avocado,
right.
But it fluctuates.
We'll get back to the Bitcoin resolutions. We do have a call on the line. Joe from North Carolina, listening to WPTF, has some resolutions for Congress.
Ooh.
Do you resolve that they actually, you know, decrease the size of the government? What are your resolutions for Congress, Joe?
Joe?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
There you are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I made a proposal on WPTF on an earlier talk show, and it went over so well, I thought maybe I would try your show. And the proposal is very simple. Let's do away with on-site U.S. congressmen and senators. Let's have all of the 435 representatives in Congress, all 100 senators, sit at home in their home district, tie in for session over the internet.
What's the benefit of that?
The benefit would be that twofold. First of all, think of the money that would be saved by the federal government without the duplication of staff. They've got a staff in Washington. They've got a staff in their home district. Well, there's actually three benefits. The second one would be they would be at home, listening to their constituents. And the third benefit is the lobbyists.
Theoretically, they would be listening to their constituents.
Well, but the lobbyists would have a much more difficult time. If you've got to go to 535 different locations to personally see every representative, that's a lot harder. That's a lot more difficult for a lobbyist.
I wasn't insinuating.
You don't think lobbyists use email?
Well, lobbyists certainly could use email, but I wasn't insinuating that they would, you know, instead be talking to lobbyists. I was just insinuating that they would not be listening to their constituents.
Well, if they were at home in their home district, and the only way, I mean, if you wouldn't have to make a trip to Washington to see them face to face. You could see them in their home office.
Do you know any of your Congress people personally? Have you done this? Do you talk to them? Do you know where they are?
Oh, yes. I know one personally that is, but I'd rather not call any names. But
sure.
She is not available at all. She is never in the district. Since this particular lady was elected, she's not been available to anyone. Now, she was out there somewhat during the campaign, as they all are. But if they had to be available in each of their districts full time, then to me, technology would solve this problem. And to me, that would be much better than having them all up in Washington. They've got to rent apartments, rent houses.
I want to hear more about your resolutions, Joe, so I'm going to put you on hold, and I'll bring you back in just a moment. What do you think? Would things be better if Congress telecommuted all of their votes? This is Free Talk Live.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about pretty much whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. We've got Joe in North Carolina. He has an idea. He has what he calls a New Year's resolution for Congress. And Joe, correct me if I'm, misinterpreting what you're saying. You say that one of your resolutions for Congress is for them, instead of actually going to D.C. to vote and, do all of basically the legislative sausage making, which is where all of the dirty work happens, where they write the laws and then they vote on the laws, that they should instead telecommute. That way they can stay in their home districts and, in theory, be available to actually wind up speaking to their constituents.
That's correct, and they would be actually tele-video conferencing in, and you could add one little other twist to it if you'd like, and that is you could have in the U.S. House chambers, you could have 435 monitors with each representative represented by his image or his, presence, his video presence, do the same thing in the Senate, allow the public, if they still want the sense of what it's like to be able to see what's going on, they could actually sit in the chambers and watch the action take place. But I think the most important thing is that the K Street crowd, which is the home of the lobbyists, they would have a very difficult time, or a more difficult time, I would say, influencing the decisions, because if they wanted to meet with these representatives face-to-face, they'd have 535 visits to touch all members of the House and Senate.
Or they could just, get some of the local guys, because most of these big lobbyist firms have lobbyists already in the various states to influence state legislature. And in North Carolina, do you actually know your state representative?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I know you all do. Yes, I know all of my state representatives. In fact, I don't want to get into politics now, but I have actually run for state office. But we don't need to talk about that.
Well, do you think Congress would actually go for this idea, Joe? Because I don't see any evidence that Congress wants to separate themselves from lobbyists.
Oh, they would not go for this. That's the reason it should happen. I think if the public. If you go back and you think about our founding fathers, the reason they traveled to Washington was they had to. There was no other way to be representative without having yourself physically present. But
well, weren't they in Philadelphia?
Initially Philadelphia and then Washington after D.C. was
But you're saying
created.
They had to be in the same place. It's not important
Correct.
Where it was. It was just that physically
Right.
they could have
used carrier pigeons.
Yeah.
They had ways of transporting information.
But the contrast is, here I am sitting in a little town south of Raleigh, North Carolina, talking to you on a cell phone. And I'm not sure where you are, but I know you have a national audience that's hearing this. The technology is available now. This would
Right.
be, think of the cost savings.
It would certainly save money. So I'm with you on that. I just don't necessarily agree that it would make the members of Congress more accessible, because most members of Congress don't want to be accessible. I've gone to Washington, D.C. to try to talk to my congressman, and he was not in his office, and he wasn't on the floor because they weren't in session that day. He wasn't back in Alabama, where I was living at the time. No clue where he was, but I wound up, every time I went in, no matter which office, all I got to do was talk to a receptionist.
Did he have, aides pushing you out the door?
Pretty much, yeah. And I've tried in various states that I've lived, speaking to my state representative and wound up getting a receptionist that basically tried pushing me out the door.
I've got a counter resolution for you, Joe. Instead of proposing to Congress that they go home and work there, I think they should just go home. And that's it. Just not go back to work. Just stay home and never come back.
Well, one interesting piece is that if they only had one office in the district, they would not have an excuse. Well, Congressman Smith is over at the Capitol in session, or they're
no,
in-
but they need those excuses. They're professional liars. They need their out. This is their alibi. Oh, he's in the other place.
I agree with that.
He's with his hookers,
but he's playing a round of golf with the president today.
Right. I would have to agree with you on much of that, but. I just feel like we have a representative that I mentioned, the congressional representative, that when that person was elected in 2010, they were everywhere. They were all over the district. Since that time, you don't see that person except around, just around the time election season.
Campaign season. She'll be out kissing babies, shaking hands,
signing autographs.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, anyway, that's my...
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for listening. Okay.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, man, good luck. I hope he gets elected. He sounds like a good guy.
I'm a fan of telecommuting anywhere, really. I mean, there's not very many jobs that would...
Because it does save money.
Oh, yeah.
So, Congress is not interested in saving money. When have you ever seen them be like, well, we're going to introduce this new measure that's going to save the American taxpayers money?
For about 3 years when Bill Clinton was president.
All right. I guess I was too young.
You were just a young little tyke.
All right, so what about Bitcoin? Can we go back to that?
Yeah.
What are the resolutions here?
Yeah, we can definitely continue talking about Bitcoin.
The first resolution was remember why you got into Bitcoin.
So, yes. Derek, let's just sort of go round table here real quick. Why did you get into Bitcoin?
Same reason you said, Daryl, because I wanted to starve the beast. I want to deprive the empire of the value that I exchange with others. You know, every time I exchange value with dollars or an object with my friends, neighbors, or strangers, I am endorsing that trade medium. And when that's the dollar, I'm giving credence or value to that dollar by saying, yes, I accept this. Yes, I give this for value. So instead, I wanted to offer something else. I had been using gold and silver in the past because I'm into, you know, being independent and depriving the Federal Reserve of my value. But when Bitcoin came along, I was like, whoa, okay, so now I can use gold and silver over the internet. And that was really the goal for me, was to deprive the Federal Reserve of my transaction power.
So are you one of these Bitcoin millionaires? Did you buy Bitcoin when it was like 5 cents?
Gosh, I wish. No, I'm not a Bitcoin millionaire.
I think we all wish that we got into it.
You know, hindsight's 20/20. But yeah, I was fortunate enough to get into Bitcoin pretty early. I started in 2011, thanks to this show, Free Talk Live, talking about it. And then when I saw that you could do a lot with it. Just the fact that you can send it over the internet, that it's based in cryptography, it was a totally revolutionary idea. And I've run with it. I've been funded in Bitcoin ever since.
Nice. And Danica, we will find out why you got into Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
As well as the other 9 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015 when we come back on Free Talk Live.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. In studio tonight, it's Daryl, Derek, and Danica. And Danica is going to be telling us about 10 resolutions for Bitcoin for 2015. And if you are interested in Bitcoin, you should resolve to go to the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can head down there for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas, on March 28th and 29th. Speakers, exhibitions, a great opportunity to do some networking, as well as they will be hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to highlight what Bitcoin means to everyone, as well as heavily concentrate on where the technology can go beyond just being a currency. If you want a glimpse into the future, you want to be in Austin, Texas on March 28th and 29th. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get your tickets, and if you use the code FTL, you will get a $25 discount off the $150 admission price, which is a very affordable price for these kinds of conferences. And not only that, the Texas Bitcoin Conference will donate $25 to Sean's Outpost with every ticket purchase when you use the code FTL. So you get an amazing price to a great event, and now you're also helping Sean's Outpost with their outreach and assistance to the homeless. Free Talk Live was there last year. We had a great time, and we are excited to be a part of it again in 2015. Head over to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets to be part of the future. Danica.
Yes.
The first resolution for Bitcoin is remember why you got involved with Bitcoin. Why did you get involved with Bitcoin?
Most of my professional life, I've worked in the banking industry. I've been a teller. I've been a lead teller. Moved into other roles for that. And one of the most frustrating...
It's your fault that Bear Stearns went bankrupt in 2008, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry about that. Not a whole lot I could do.
And so after you, like, you know, embezzled billions from Bear Stearns, you wound up buying Bitcoin?
Not quite, but you're pretty close. One of the biggest things I got frustrated with in the banking industry, as a lot of people are, is sometimes you have to wait for a check to clear.
It is so slow. Yes. I cannot believe in 2014, 2015, we're still dealing with
the
slowness of checks.
They place for whatever reason they feel
five
like.
5-day hold.
Yeah. You know,
and that's 5 business days.
5 business days, not weekends, even though many banks are now open on the weekends.
I mean, like, seriously, is it the 1800s? Do we really still have to deal for weekdays for checks to clear and,
yes,
and wait hours and stuff? When we have a technology that,
yes,
just goes, beep, it's sent.
Yeah, thankfully they've got a lot of places are offering direct deposit over cash, over a paper checks, but you still, again, you have to wait, say, until like 8 a.m. before your funds become available. With Bitcoin, I can send Derek J. money instantaneously.
Boom.
And you know, it cost me maybe, what, 3-6 cents to send it to you?
Roughly.
Whereas if I want to send money to, say, one of my cousins in Russia, I might have to pay, what, $30 or something like that to wire money?
Plus, then you would have to wind up having the money converted from U.S. dollars to rubles.
Yeah.
And then there would be the probably $50 charge because that's international. And then whatever hold,
fees upon fees,
well, whatever
upon
hold
fees,
the Russian bank would wind up putting on the funds. So, you know, it could wind up being a week.
Well, and having to go through so many middlemen like Western Union, too, not just your bank. I mean, so, you know, money very fast, hardly any wait time, and very slow transaction fees. That's what really got me interested in it. And the fact that I don't have to worry about carrying around, you know, dollar bills and coins that can get lost.
That there's one advantage to dollar bills over Bitcoin.
You can write on them.
Well, okay, two advantages to that dollar bills have over Bitcoin. All dollar bills have trace amounts of cocaine on them.
Please.
Oh, come on.
I don't know anybody that has trace amounts on their Bitcoin because Bitcoin, it's not a physical thing. So, like, you know, if I had Mansers, the TV show Mansers, I don't know if it's still on the air, but they did a thing a few years ago, and they determined that based on the minute amounts of cocaine that are on all dollar bills, that you would need somewhere around like $1,700 bills to actually get enough cocaine to do a hit.
Wow.
You know what?
That's not as much as I thought.
And to that, Mr. Darrell, I say,
if you do 1,700 Bitcoin transactions, you're still not going to have enough trace amounts of cocaine to do a
darn
hit.
Interesting.
Whatever will
What's
I do?
Resolution two, Danica?
Don't measure Bitcoin by its price. Which, of course, the price of Bitcoin is fundamental to its value, but it's not the only thing that makes Bitcoin valuable, just like we've talked about. Regardless of its price, remember that Bitcoin allows you to send money anywhere for next to nothing. Remember that millions of unbanked people around the world have the ability to manage their finances in a stable and secure way for the first time with Bitcoin.
Yeah, this is true for me and my experience. The people who are newest to Bitcoin are the ones talking about the price. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Price goes up and down. The value in Bitcoin is that we can send it without permission. The government can't stop it. And, you know, that doesn't change with the price.
Certainly.
I've heard people say that the price is the least interesting thing about Bitcoin, and I would agree with that.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, it's interesting to watch, but I'm just kind of like, whatever, I can still spend it.
Yeah.
All right, so number three, and this is kind of one in the same as the others, but it says...
They just needed 10. They're stretching this one
out. Of course, yeah.
Okay.
You know, because 10's a magic number. Try not to get caught up in the media hype, good or bad.
That's kind of different. That's true. There's lots of media hype that doesn't have to do with price.
Yeah, or, you know, remembering why you got to it in the first place. But staying up to date with the latest in the industry is essential. But it's important to remember that while stories like Mt. Gox imploding or Microsoft accepting Bitcoin do have an effect on the industry, the most important thing with Bitcoin is that its core technology stays secure and that people keep using the digital currency.
Amen.
And I would say that there seems to be a good bit wider knowledge about Bitcoin now compared to, say, a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever Mt. Gox wound up going bankrupt, some of the news headlines were Bitcoin goes bankrupt. Not a Bitcoin business goes bankrupt, but the headline was Bitcoin goes bankrupt. And that's just, you know, one, it's not true, and two, it just shows, you know, the lack of research that the writer or the headline creator person actually did.
Oh, come on, Terrell. You're an independent media guy. You know about clickbait and making titles.
I hate clickbait, and
true.
I avoid it as much as possible.
Well, you're supposed to use it. It's effective and it works, and that's why I think a lot of these, I read those articles too, where they're like, Bitcoin collapses, but then inside the article, at least they had the wherewithal enough to point out that, yeah, it was just one exchange. It wasn't
the whole system,
not the whole technology.
Yeah, there were so many articles that said, oh, you know, don't put your trust into Bitcoin. I'm just kind of like, ha, ha,
yeah, but what are they going to say? I mean, to the layman who's never even heard of Bitcoin, and this is a new topic for them, I mean, what are they going to say? Like, largest Bitcoin exchange goes bust? That's not going to get anyone to click. So they need to say, Bitcoin collapses. And, you know, that'll introduce them to the concept.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And that
I can forgive clickbait.
That really starts a whole other conversation about clickbait. Because I think that clickbait is horrible and should die.
So these are catchy headlines.
And click the link and I'll tell you all the reasons why.
So these are catchy headlines that get people to go to the websites and drive traffic.
You can't tell me that it doesn't at least pique your interest a bit.
It does slightly, but I intentionally avoid it because I can recognize clickbait. There's like this clickbait Mad Lib formula. Blank, dead, insert verb, and you'll never believe what happened.
Like
that's the true generic clickbait thing. Like, this guy let people draw in his van with a Sharpie. You'll never believe what happened. And so then it...
What, they drew pictures?
Yeah,
drew
pictures.
Shocking.
And it wasn't anything profane. Like, it was just, you know, catchy little flower designs on this guy's van. And, okay, yeah, I clicked, and not really that impressed. I can't believe it! What do you think about clickbait? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind. 855-450-3733. Or we have Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. You will need to send a contact request first if you haven't already done so. And then we will be able to answer the call and, you know, at my convenience, I'll send you a message asking what your show topic is. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Derek J.
And Danica.
And Danica is telling us the 10 Bitcoin resolutions for 2015.
Yes.
I think you're about to go on number four,
yes,
but
number
can
four.
You just real quick repeat one, two, and three?
Sure. The first reason is to remember why you got into Bitcoin in the first place. So.
Okay.
Second one is don't measure Bitcoin by its price.
Okay.
Three, try not to get caught up in the media hype, good or bad.
Okay, yeah, and I know a lot of people that they will, whenever there's good news, they'll, you know, yeah, this is, Bitcoin's going to the moon now, and yeah,
bad news,
they're not going to the moon yet, and then when there's bad news, all right, Bitcoin's on sale, so, you know, they try to spin it into, you know, good news no matter what, and then, you know, of course, there are people that, you know, might be dabbling with Bitcoin that whenever there's a news story, they're like, I got to sell it all now.
Right, and or may not be completely sold on the idea. It's just
right.
Barely hanging on. But number four is keep doing your best work for the industry. So whether you work at a Bitcoin startup or are building something on the blockchain in your downtime or actively spreading awareness of Bitcoin, stay diligent about consistently doing your best work. This will benefit you personally and the broader industry. And productivity does pay off. So that, you know, that's a good reminder to think of when you're, you know, just trying to do your best to just make it go everywhere that you possibly can.
Yeah, and I spent a good bit of time since, you know, it mentioned, you know, keep doing what you're doing and try to, you know, do something to spread Bitcoin. I completely redid my online store for website yesterday. Where previously I just had little, you know, buy now buttons for each of the books that I've published at fpp.cc, And I redid it so that there's now an e-commerce site or an e-commerce plugin, so you can buy multiple copies. And the only way that you can check out is with Bitcoin. And there was some kind of problem with the plugin. So after I got everything what I thought was, you know, done, I went to try and do a test purchase, and something wasn't working right.
Oh, no.
And I was totally frustrated when I went to bed last night, woke up this morning, did a search for the problem that I was having, and found a few forum posts where people were having the similar problem, and all I had to do was deactivate the plugin and then reactivate the plugin, and it worked perfectly.
Sometimes all it takes is just a quick restart. You know, it's computer problems, game problems that usually will solve about 98% of your problems.
Yeah. So. Or if you've got the old Nintendo games, you have to pull it out and then blow on the disc and then put it back in.
No. You don't want to do that because then you're just going to get, you know, saliva and other stuff in it. But I know what you're getting at. I'm just saying in general, that's a bad idea and it's been proven. So please don't do that.
But yeah, so the Bitcoin store is up and running and it's new and improved.
That's really awesome. Glad to hear that you got that fixed. Number five is learn more about how Bitcoin works. Part of doing your best work for the industry involves being an expert on Bitcoin and how it fits into the real world. Maybe you're a development expert but could devote more time to learning about finance and economics. Or perhaps you know everything about the legal system and how regulation works but ought to better understand how Bitcoin works under the hood. Either way, honing your expertise is a benefit for both you and Bitcoin.
And I'm going to quote Ian on this, where Ian says, when people ask, you know, how does it work? He was like, the nerds have it figured out. I trust the nerds.
That's pretty safe.
Like, I don't have to understand how
the blockchain
hash
works.
256 encryption something something works to know that Bitcoin works.
Right. I don't have to spend, you know, hours looking at the blockchain. It is fascinating, but after all I look at it, I'm just thinking, this makes my head hurt. You know, you can just look back at the amounts that you're trading back and forth, look at the different rises and falls. It's interesting to watch, but, you know, kind of like Ian, I try not to pay too much attention to it because I know that it works, and if there's an issue, I can generally find out about it from someone that has had the issue previously.
So what's the remaining four or five?
Yeah, we're on number six right now, so we've got a few more. Number six, perfect your elevator pitch. It's important to be able to explain what Bitcoin is and how it works in a somewhat brief amount of time. Friends, family, and strangers will all be curious about this mystical digital internet currency and will have plenty of questions, so be prepared with a concise and understandable explanation will help you spread awareness in a productive way.
So for people that are not familiar with the term elevator pitch, that's a less than 30-second explanation of something. Basically, think about the amount of time that you would have going from one floor to the next on an elevator.
Oh.
And come up with a pitch that you could tell somebody in that amount of time.
I was just about to ask, what in the world is an elevator pitch?
Do you have an elevator pitch for Bitcoin, Daryl? You've explained it to millions of people, I'm sure.
I've explained it to a bunch of people, and if I had to come up with an elevator pitch, and I probably have one somewhere in the back of my mind.
Okay, we're stepping into an elevator, and I'm pressing a button. Ding! So tell me about Bitcoin.
Yeah, so Bitcoin is this excellent cryptocurrency that can be used. There's about 40,000 merchants that accept Bitcoin online. There's a lot more that are physical locations. Right down the street, there's three different businesses down the street from here where you can go use your Bitcoin.
5 seconds. Oh, and you had 5 seconds to spare. That was pretty good.
Yeah. That would make me interested if I were new to Bitcoin.
So I'm impressed. What's the next resolution?
All right. The next one is convince others to get involved. Bitcoin is still a grassroots community. Many Bitcoiners, myself included, myself being the author, are eager to spread the word about Bitcoin to friends and family. And if you've followed research resolution number six, you'll have the perfect pitch to spark your audience's interest. I mean, I know that by using my expertise in the banking industry that I can definitely pitch it to my, you know, banking friends or colleagues that probably would think Bitcoin would be a threat, if anything.
Really? Of course Bitcoin's a threat.
I think it's...
Bitcoin is a huge threat to the banks.
But it's not the threat they think it is. It's not that it's unsafe or that there's cryptographically something wrong with it.
Right.
It's that people will choose to do business in alternative currencies.
Right.
Like
and
cryptocurrencies.
That's a threat to the banks.
To their business model, I suppose it is.
To the business model, yeah, but it encourages others to do their own individual banking. You can certainly do banking with Bitcoin, but in a way it's a threat. In a way, it's definitely a benefit. Number 8, and this definitely goes with what you were just talking about, the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Attend at least one Bitcoin conference or meetup. And I know that in Manchester they have Murphy's Tap Room. Does Bitcoin Tuesdays
they've got the Shire Bitcoin meetup on Sundays.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's the longest running and the largest weekly Bitcoin meetup anywhere in the country.
Wow, that's awesome. So,
and we had one here in Keene. I guess we still kind of do, but it's not really promoted or advertised.
Not really,
as well.
It was right before Social Sundays, right? Like
right.
A short half-hour meeting.
Derek, have you ever been to a Bitcoin conference?
Yes.
What was your experience?
They're incredible. Every one that I've been to has been an opportunity to network with people who have skills that are different from mine, people who are working either within technology or in businesses to bring this Bitcoin thing to the masses. And we're all sort of excited in our own way, me because, you know, it can empower individuals to become more independent and separate themselves from coercive governments, others because they just see it as a faster, easier method to make money.
Are you a Bitcoin monogamist?
I don't know what that means.
Bitcoin?
Yeah. Bitcoin and only Bitcoin, no other crypto, no other alternatives.
Yeah, so for, I guess, a year and a half, I was a Bitcoin monogamist, and that just recently broke because of my concealed carry license fundraiser. When I heard about Bitcoin, thought it was great, started accepting it in 2011. In 2012, I decided I'm going to go all crypto. I only want to deal in cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Litecoin, some other variations. But then I wanted to take the Keene Police to the New Hampshire State Supreme Court, and raising money for that was easy to do with dollars as well as Bitcoin. So I accepted dollars too.
Well, no, Bitcoin monogamous means that Bitcoin is the only cryptocurrency and all the other ones are horrible. Is that your...
Oh, absolutely not. No way.
Let's find out more about Bitcoin when we come back. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Majid lives in Nor Devin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year K-Slot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.